Now we're recording.
There's the microphone.
Okay, my name is Dave Kripe, call is NM0S. We are at FDIM 2019 and just gave a presentation entitled Reinerts and the Radio Boy.
Okay, and what did you talk about during that? I guess most people won't know who Reinerts was.
Well, it's a story of events in the summer of 1925 that brought together Arthur Collins, 9CXX, John Reinerts, 1QP. John Reinerts was the leading radio engineer of the day, widely published with many, many different designs used in many places around the world. Arthur Collins, of course, wanted to be the greatest radio engineer in the world, but being 15 years old, still had a ways to go. But they came together for the Macmillan Arctic Expedition, commanded by Eugene Macmillan, and who was a professor at Bowdoin College in Wiscasset, Maine. Also, Donald Macmillan, who was president of the Zenith Corporation, piloted another ship in that expedition. And Richard Byrd was the Navy aviator in charge of the aircraft during that expedition. And to have so many famous individuals together in one event, you would imagine that things of great importance would happen, and they certainly did.
And let's see, the greatest engineer at the time, okay, had something to do with ARRL?
Well, yeah, Reinerts was one of the earliest members of the ARRL. He was a contemporary of Maxim and Tuska and all these others, and he was he filled a lot of the pages of the early editions of QST.
And at the time, what they were doing was revolutionary and got them to be hero status, elevated them hero status?
Well, for a lot of different reasons. They were attempting to fly aircraft in the Arctic for the first time to discover what may lay in uncharted waters, and for the interest of the hams, to use shortwave equipment to communicate from the Arctic areas for the first time.
And it all went successfully?
Oh, no expedition is ever completely successful or completely trouble-free. There were, of course, as you could imagine with all these different egos, conflicts and disharmony, which ended up in John Reinerts, who was chief radio operator of the expedition, being demoted and scandalized. And afterwards, he basically vanished from the scene. Very few publications after that point, and lived a much quieter life after that point.
But everybody else went on to greater fame over the years.
Well, indeed. Richard Byrd, of course, became famous for his Antarctic expeditions. MacDonald led Zenith Radio all through the 1970s, led them through the introduction of television. Macmillan was a successful Arctic explorer up until the 1950s. And of course, we know Art Collins went on to found the Collins Radio Corporation.
This is all a very interesting story, and certainly for myself and many other people in the room, we're just captivated by all the events and the excitement.
It was fascinating to research. The actual documents and papers from the various people exist in libraries around the country. I was able to research Collins and Byrd's notes from the University of Iowa and Wright State University, respectively.
That's great. Did you enjoy all this process?
Oh, it was fascinating. It took me back to the time that I was Art Collins' age at the time and thinking of what adventure lay in radio, but imagining how much more exciting it would have been in 1925 when it was all very, very new and cutting edge.
Absolutely. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Now, let's turn this off and I have a technical question for you.
Okay.